Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman reporting the United States carries out a bombing attack in Libya. U.S. B-52 bombers and military drones carried out airstrikes on Islamic State Group military camps late Wednesday, about 45 kilometers southwest of the city of Sirte in Libya. The Pentagon Press Secretary Peter Cook in a statement said, using an acronym for Islamic State, that the ISIL terrorist targeted included individuals who fled to the remote desert camps from Sirte in order to reorganize, and they posed a security threat to Libya, the region, and U.S. national interest. Officials say the strike hit two camps. The military is still evaluating the results of the strikes, but the initial assessment indicates the attack was successful, according to Cook. A defense official said several dozen IS militants were killed in the attack, adding that no women or children were present at the camps. The official said the militants were seen immediately beforehand, carrying weapons, wearing tactical vests, carrying mortars, and standing in formation. The strikes were authorized by President Barack Obama in what likely will be the last military operation approved by the outgoing president. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is headed to Washington the day before he is sworn in as the country's 45th chief executive in a time-honored ceremony on the steps of the U.S. Capitol. Trump and Vice President-elect Mike Pence, the victors in one of the most contentious U.S. national elections ever, are taking part in several events Thursday ahead of their assuming power at noon Friday for four-year terms. Both are attending a wreath-laying ceremony at the Arlington National Cemetery, where more than 400,000 military veterans and family members are to be buried. This is VOA News. Vice President